time, just a review of a practice that many people have at the end of the Amidah. Before the last Yehurasun Nefi, they recite a Pasuk. And that Pasuk is connected to their name. It's a Pasuk that starts with the first letter of their name and ends with the last letter of their name. And the question is that where does this minhag come from and what are its benefits? So the earliest source for this minhag actually is a Rashi in the book of Micha in Perek Vav Pasuk Tet. In a parenthetical, Rashi says that from here we have the custom to say a Pasuk. He doesn't say to say it in the Amidah, he says Omrim Bechol Yom. He says, and that saves a person Medina Shel Gehinam. Now, later on, the poskim discussed this. It's brought down in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimal, or the Hayim, by the rabbi called the Eliyah Rabbah. The Eliyah Rabbah says that he saw this practice and that it saves a person from what he refers to as Haybuta Kevet, from the pain that happens in the grave after death. And he says that he saw it in a Bet Yosef. Well, he doesn't say Bet Yosef, he says Bet Yud, which they understood to mean Bet Yosef, although Maran Bet Yosef clearly does not bring down this custom. What has probably happened over there was, if you look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Siman Yud Chet, he brings down the practice from the Eliyah Rabbah, but he writes Chaf Yud. Chaf Yud, which would mean Kitab Yad. So probably the author, the one that copied over the Eliyah Rabbah, mixed up a bet with a yud. So instead of bet yud, it should be chaf yud, which is Kitab Yad. It's also brought down at the end of the Shla, the Kitzur Shla, at the end, he has a piece, Masichet Gehinam, and he brings this practice over here, and he says also it protect, can save a person from that. The Kaf HaHayim also in Kuf Chav Gimal brings it down as well. So it's well documented, Aruch HaShulchan as well. Many, many of the poskim bring this practice down. Strangely enough, I don't know why the Mishnah Berura does not bring it down in his Sefer whatsoever. However, the Hafetz Chaim was definitely aware of the practice because he mentions it in his other Sefer called Shemirat HaLashon. And he brings down a very novel explanation of what this pasuk does. Some of the book says that the pasuk is an item in order that you remember your name. La'atid lavo, when they ask you what your name is, it seems in the process of judgment they ask you for your name. And therefore, so a person will remember his name, so he says this pasuk. So he tries to explain the Hafetz Chaim and Shemirat HaLashon and the Hagaha. What's the inyan to remember your name? So he says something very, very novel. He says that it's quite possible that when a person goes up to the Shamayim, if he's guilty, especially chronically guilty, of speaking Lashon Hara about other people and embarrassing them and speaking hurtful words, so he gets the Averot of that person. It's an amazing concept. Ibn Bahya talked about it in Chovot HaLevavot. Forget about explaining why that should be, but that's what he says happens. So he says a person's going to go up to the Shamayim, and his example is they're going to tell him, listen, we have all these averot that we need to punish you for. So he's saying, what are you talking about? These are not my averot. These averot belong to Yaakov. My name is not Yaakov. So, well, listen, we don't know what your name is, but they told us to deliver these averot to you. Then all of a sudden, they're going to bring another averot of another guy. So what do you do with these averot? My name is Achan. I don't know, this is, they said to bring it to a guy called Abraham. But my name is not Abraham. And they give him Abraham's sins. Because it's possible that he's going to have many names that are not his name. Because all those people that he hurt, he's going to adopt all the averot. So therefore, the sikula, he says, is actually just to remind yourself to be aware that you should go up to Shammai with only one name, and that's your name. It's actually just it's a musar that to protect yourself against speaking Lashon. That's why it's written in that section, Elohai Nesod Lashon Nimerah, Because that, we talk about the inyan of not speaking Lashon Hara, then we say a pasuk to remind yourself that you should go up with one name, meaning your name, and not have to take the burden of the averot of many other people's names that you were, that you heard in life. Okay, so that would be a piadrash, the inyan. The question is where to place it. Most of the siddurim have it before the last yud ason emrefi. Some question that placement because of the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Beshalach. Ben Ish Chai says that according to the Mekubalim, he's supposed to say the Ma'an Yehalesun Yedidecha Oshia Mincha Ba'aneni Yehuda Ratzon Mrefi, not to make a break between that. So in some of the Siddurim, they put these pasuk before the Ma'an Yehalesun in order to keep that that connection. On one Siddur I saw it in Rabbi Ben Ayahu's Siddur of the Rashash, he puts that in the end of the pasuk before the Ma'an Yehalesun. But most of the Siddur, even the one that we use that follows the Ben Ish Chai, didn't have a problem with inserting it after the Ratzon Mefi. Question is on this, are ladies obligated in this minhag? Well, the logic would tell you that, you know what, ladies don't have gehinam, only the men have gehinam, ladies don't have inyan of Lashon Hara. Achim Ben Zion says, according to the Hafetz Chaim's reason, it's brought down in the Sefer Kuvayi, it's Bor Yosef, according to the Chafetz Chaim's reason, you know, ladies are subject to Lashon Hara as well. However, Rabbi Mazuz, live and be well, he wants to say that the main reason why you need to say this pasuk is to protect you from Bitul Torah and Avon Keri, that the ladies are not connected to. And therefore he says ladies are really not obligated to say the pasuk, although there have been subsequent teshuvot written to Rabbi Mazuz that ladies seemingly are connected to Bitul Torah, and then maybe not theirs, but their husbands, in the Kimei Betel, their husbands, Bitul Torah Shel HaHayrim. And Keri, Zera, the Batala, the Ben Ish Chai says that ladies should also say Kiryat Shema Lamita, because they're also connected to this head. So he wrote back, yes, it's a good point, and maybe he retracted. So therefore, the common practice is in the Siddurim, they have Pesukim for both men and for both ladies. Question is, do you need to use the same pasuk every day, or could you switch off? There's no preference. Although somebody that has the name Miriam would be able to find the pasuk with the mem in the beginning and a mem at the end. So during the week, they could say Magdil Yeshuot Mako, Ose Chesedim Shicho, David Uzar, or Adonam. On Shabbat, they could say Magdol Yeshuot Mako, Ose Chesedim Shicho, David Uzar, Adonam, like we do in the Birkat HaMazon. But that's just to be, you know, clever to use Magdil and Magdol. But otherwise, there would be no preference to use the last but not least. Hamavadyanya Bia Omed in Chelek Tet also brings the Minhag down. And he saw from a sefer called Me'ore Or that said, hey, this is not brought down in the Zohar, this Minhag, and this is not brought down by the Gedolei HaPoskim, HaRishonim. Therefore, you shouldn't put it in the Elokai Netzor at all. It's a Hepsek. Therefore, if you want to do this, do it, you know, after Ose Shalom, before you make the Hiratzon of the Bet HaMikdash. Deals with this claim of the rabbi Me'ore Or. Big question, if this rabbi called the Me'ore Or is legitimate or not. Some said that he actually became a tzeduki. But if you look in Hacham Yitzhak Yosef's book, En Yitzhak, he says he saw his father's copy of the book Me'ore Or, and in the beginning of the book, he writes, you know, Has v'shalom to say the author is a tzeduki. The guys who are saying that, you know, got bad information, v'shari le lemaren, and they need kapara for saying such a thing. So clearly Chamavadya obviously did not believe that. But anyway, he says that you're allowed to interrupt after you finish the Tachanunim. So during the Tachanunim itself, you're limited, meaning from Elokai Netzor until the last Yud Ratzon Mefi. In the middle of the Tachanunim, you're limited. Once you finish the Tachanunim, he says, even before the Yud Ratzon, you don't have limitations on what you could answer. So therefore he says there'll be no problem to insert the pasuk in that spot. What about Devarim Shebichtav Iyata Rashay Omram Alpeh? These are Pesukim from Tanakh. And really, you're not supposed to say these Pesukim Ba'alpeh. So we rely on the Bach, like we learned, that says Pesukim that people are fluent with, you don't have a problem. Usually people are fluent with their Pesuk that they say every day. Finally, the great Rabbi Shimon Talevi, Rav Vazna, made the following comment. He said, and all this is so you don't forget your name. It means three times a day, you're saying a pasuk so you don't forget your name. So he says, and what about forgetting your learning? If your name, which everybody knows their name, who doesn't know their name, and still you need to three times a day do a tikkun so you won't forget your name. So what is the person going to say when it comes to remembering his learning? Kavahome, which is learning, which is something that's not naturally remembered in your brain. Well, the more so reminds the person how much he has to review in order that when he comes la'atid lavor, he said, what's going to be the value? What's your name? Eliyahu. What's your Torah? Well, that I forgot. So what's the value to know your name and not to remember the Torah? So this also is a musa to remind yourself to try to review your learning as well. Amen. Amen.